At the mics.
Y Rommel Cajabilca en la producción técnica, la compaginación y la selección musical.
And Rommel Cajabilca in the technical production, edition and music selection.
Manténgase en la sintonía de CKUT, nuestro próximo programa de International Radio Report.
Stay tuned to CKUT. Next, the International Radio Report.
Tengan todos ustedes un feliz domingo.
Hi, this is Alan Liddell of WDEL Radio, Wilmington, Delaware, USA. If it's happening in the world of radio, every week at 10:30 a.m. on the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on the web at ckut.ca.
Welcome, everyone, to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, our show for Sunday, December the 19th. We thank you for joining us. My name's Sheldon. I am here with Jill, and we love to hear from our listeners. You can reach us radioreport@yahoo.com. That is our email address. We're live streaming and archived at ckut.ca, the website for CKUT Radio in Montreal. We have a Facebook group. It is International Radio Report, and we welcome four new members this week, Giovanni, Sri, Brian, and Benoit joining us, up to 667 members. You can join as well by going to the Facebook group, International Radio Report. Click join this group, and away you go. You're welcome on board, and you can contribute material, read the material that's posted up there, interact with other members as well. And we have our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/International Radio Report. Each week's program is posted up there, usually within half an hour to an hour after the live show airs. So you can check out the show at your leisure there, plus go back and listen to previous editions of the show. We currently have 521 subscribers on the YouTube channel. So lots of ways for you to get to us and listen to the show and to communicate with us. So we're closing in on Christmas. It's coming up the end of next week, and we will be on the air day after Christmas. So today we're going to give you a bunch of things relating to some special programming going on between now and Christmas Day. First off, we can sort of toot our own horn here.
Yes.
We are going to have a special Christmas gift for you, and it is going to be available only on the YouTube channel. It's a special International Radio Report Christmas special. This is something that if you've been listening to the show for a long time, you may have heard a version of this Christmas special quite a few years back with our friend Alan Roberts and myself. We were actually in the studio on Christmas Day, and there were some other people missing that day, so they gave us extra time to put a special show together. And we did that. It was a lot of fun. We haven't done it again since. So we're going to sort of recreate it, updated a little bit, and we will release it on the YouTube channel. We'll put up notices about it for you. So keep an eye on the YouTube channel over the next week, and you should see our new International Radio Report Christmas edition coming up there. I think you'll enjoy it if you're a fan of old-time radio and the history of radio, particularly relating to the holiday season.
Yep.
I think you'll find some really interesting stuff there. So we'll get that recorded and up there for you within the next few days. So we hope you'll take a listen to that.
So we have a local, very popular and well-known personality here in Quebec, particularly, that passed away, Serge Plaisance. This is via the Journal Saint-François. Radio host Serge Plaisance died last Sunday, December 12th, after battling cancer. A native of Salaberry de Valleyfield, Serge Plaisance studied at the Séminaire de Valleyfield. After studying at the University of Montreal, he pursued a career in the field of communications and broadcasting. He got his start on AM station CFLV 1370 in Valleyfield. His unique voice was heard on the airwaves of numerous radio stations, notably CJMS, CHOM or Chaume FM, CKOI, CKOI, as well as CKVL, CKAC, Radio Ville-Marie, and Planet Jazz. On TV, Serge Plaisance has also lent his voice for shows such as Surprise, Surprise, Action, Réaction, Double Jeu, and Bleu Nuit. He also was a feature in Bro and Martino advertising for nearly 10 years. I had the privilege of working with him at C'est quoi, especially in the early 80s, says Jean-Pierre Major, former owner of CKOD FM in Valleyfield. We both took our first steps on Valleyfield Radio. This great professional and gentleman has given many professional advice to many people throughout his career. Until the end of November, he hosted Les Airs de Plaisance Sundays at CFMB 1280 AM Montreal. So Serge Plaisance is absolutely a very well-known name here in Quebec. I remember hearing his very distinct voice, easy to recognize over so many radio stations. I believe when I was a teenager and my mom had the radio on CKSC and CJMS, stations that were talk stations back then, hearing him on these radio stations many times. It's funny because the Chaume FM part of it, for some reason, I don't recall that. I recall him on many talk radio stations in French, but I just have a blank over the Chaume FM part of it.
That was at the time when Chaume actually ended up in a lot of trouble because they had a lot of bilingual announcers on the air.
Yeah.
And Serge was one of them, Claude Réjat and a number of others that were there at the time. And they really took a chance. Jeff Sterling, who was the owner of Chaume at that time, realized that, hey, you know, why aren't we, you know, speaking to our whole audience? And he would have the announcers switch back and forth from English to French, and they'd play a lot of French music and what have you. And it ended up that a couple of the French language radio stations filed a complaint with the CRTC because we still have this archaic rule in Canada that you cannot have bilingual radio stations or bilingual TV stations. It makes no sense whatsoever, but that regulation is still there. And it ended up that, you know, Chaume was taking a lot of listeners away from French radio stations. French radio stations got upset, filed the complaint, and the CRTC withheld it and gave Chaume the slap on the wrist and said, no, 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 you can't broadcast bilingually like that anymore. And that's where we still are today. Makes no sense whatsoever. But
I thought that was a great idea, actually.
it was wonderful. It was so fun to listen to them just, you know, switching back and forth. And, hey, it's like Quebec. I mean, that's what we do here.
Absolutely.
You know, back and forth. And but for some reason, we're just, you know, legally by the broadcasting regulations not allowed to do that anymore, or still not allowed to do it. So but Chaume was very progressive in that respect, and you know, by bringing those people on the air really gave it a different flavor, and it attracted a lot
absolutely.
Of listeners.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyways, we miss Serge Plaisance and his voiceover work that he did a lot of afterwards, too, once he was gone from full-time radio, like a lot of the announcers did. So anyways, a great voice from Quebec Radio silenced.
So you have a special broadcast from a station in Alaska.
Yeah, this is coming to us from Paul Walker in McGrath, Alaska. So the details of the broadcast, Paul says, join me on WRMI Shortwave, Radio Miami International, for a special broadcast on WRMI Shortwave being relayed from NPR community radio station KSKO 89.5 FM in McGrath, Alaska, where I work as program director. It'll take place on Saturday, December 25th, so Christmas Day, 0400 to 0600 UTC, on 5850 to the east coast of the U.S. and 7730 kilohertz to the west coast of U.S., Canada, along with Hawaii and the Southern Pacific. I will give out a phone number during the show where you can call with requests, since it'll be a live show. We don't have QSL cards or anything, but if you want a confirmation of reception, keep the email short and sweet with the usual needed details and send me a note, walkerbroadcasting@gmail.com. He goes on to say 5850 kilohertz has a pretty wide beam, and despite being directed at Vancouver, it's often quite audible in the eastern U.S. 7730 is beamed towards the U.S.-Mexico border, which affords 7730 better coverage of the Pacific Ocean region countries. So I guess it's going to be a music show where you can call in your requests and what have you, and being relayed over WRMI, maybe including some Christmas music, I guess, seeing as it is on Christmas Day.
Yeah, it's always fun to listen to. I've listened to the last few that he did. And remember, for those that are always a little lost in time, that December 25th, 04 to 06 UT means that it will be Friday evening for most of us in North America, December the 24th. So Christmas Eve broadcast, kind of fun. So we will have also a special transmission from a station we've talked in the past, the SAQ Grimton in Sweden. So this is by Ralph Bender in Germany, and the transmission is for December the 24th. On Christmas Eve morning, Friday, December the 24th, 2021, SAQ Grimton is scheduled to be on the air to send out a Christmas message to the whole world using the 97-year-old 200 kilowatts Alexanderson alternator on 17.2 kilohertz CW. Programs and transmission schedules are 8 hours Central European Time, that's 07 UTC. The transmitter hall at World Heritage Grimton is opened for visitors. Then you'll have the transmission and YouTube live stream at 0725 UTC. The live stream on YouTube begins. 730 UTC, startup and tuning of the Alexanderson alternator SAQ. And at 8 hours UTC, transmission of a message from SAQ. And that's CW, it's Morse code. Test transmissions. We are planning to carry out some test transmissions on December the 23rd, approximately between 12 UTC and 15 UTC. SAQ will be on the air shorter periods of time during this interval when we will be carrying out some tests and measurements. The comments are welcome at info@alexander.n.se. So this is going to be a lot of fun. And there's live video from World Heritage Grimton radio station that the event can be seen live on their YouTube channel, Alexander SAQ Grimton Association. And we'll share the link for that, of course. And hopefully it's something that some of you can monitor, very low frequency and the long wave, or even very low frequency, basically 17.2 kilohertz. Not every radio can reach, and using some online SDRs might actually help in hearing it also if you can't hear it where you live. So there's some interesting solar weather happening. Last week, it was all quiet, no sunspots. And in the past couple of days, sunspots have appeared in huge numbers over the sun. It started with a string of sunspots that just started to roll from the other side of the sun. And now we're having a sunspot number of 127. It actually rose the solar flux index that we always complain that it's always too low at 70 or 80. Now it's 118 as we are recording the show. There was an M flare that was also happening on the sun today as we're recording. So that could have some effect in the next few days, or during either the show or early this coming week. So lots of stuff happening. There's a coronal hole that is actually sending out some solar wind. That could reach the Earth around December the 21st. So that could, of course, also alter the propagation conditions. Higher solar activity and this solar flux index above 100, it probably will be a good idea to tune those high frequencies, including the 10-meter band that people complain is never open, for some activity. And the best way to do this, of course, is to turn on your radio and listen.
I'm Richard Cuff of Allentown, Pennsylvania. You're tuned to the International Radio Report. 30 minutes of news about radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
So there's a story about BBC Radio 4's World This Weekend, 100th anniversary of first transatlantic shortwave transmission. This is via Alan Pennington on the Glenn Hauser's World of Radio. The World This Weekend at lunchtime Sunday, 12th December on BBC Radio 4 included an item on the 100th anniversary of Paul Godley's reception in Ardrossan, Ayrshire, of the first transatlantic shortwave test broadcast from Connecticut, USA at 0250 GMT on December 12th, 1921. The feature mentioned how low-power shortwave broadcasts can cover long distances and cross borders, for example, the Iron Curtain, also with recordings of Radio Moscow. It's worth a listen. It's available for 30 days on the BBC Sounds. We'll share the link, but the item is starts at about 22 minutes into the program, and that is definitely going to be something interesting if you like shortwave, if you like radio, and if you want to have a little feel of the past and what it all was all about when the glory days of shortwave existed, it's totally worth listening. So we'll share the link on the BBC website.
Yeah, this was something that I don't think too many people knew was going to happen on the show. And, you know, maybe if you're a regular listener to the show, seeing as it's on BBC Radio 4, it's not something that's generally available on shortwave. So to have this feature to mark the anniversary was a good thing that some people found it. And BBC does make a lot of their programming available on this BBC Sounds website. So as Jill said, we'll put the link up for that. And I'm not sure. I think that program might be an hour long. But yeah, that particular segment begins at 22 minutes into the program. So you can listen to the whole show or scroll through to that particular feature. And we have another special broadcast coming up, this one out of Germany. From a domestic station, a network in Germany. This one comes up every year, and it's really a targeted broadcast, but they do make it available worldwide, not just for the target audience, but for anyone listening on shortwave. It's the annual Christmas Greetings on Board broadcast from Germany's NDR, which is the Norddeutscher Rundfunk network. And this popped up on a number of sources on the net this week. On Christmas Eve, NDR Info sends greetings to seafarers all over the world on a variety of channels and technical means so that the greeting and messages can also be guaranteed to be received on all of the seven seas. So it's really targeting people on board ships over the Christmas period. Yeah. They may be away from their families. They may be, you know, obviously working through that period, what have you. So this has become an annual event. There is an option of listening to the broadcast via the NDR's radio app. The ship's crews around the world have several options for receiving the program, greeting on board. Shortwave is one of them, so that all crews on board, on the seas or in the ports, can receive the traditional broadcasts. NDR leased a number of shortwave frequencies that they will be using. They go on to say that it sends Christmas messages to seafarers all over the world on Christmas Eve 2021. Families and friends wish their loved ones at sea a happy holiday in the traditional Greetings on Board program. What would Christmas Eve be without the NDR Info program? It's a long tradition of the North German Broadcasting Corporation to greet seafarers on ships all over the world at Christmas. They were inviting people to send in their greetings up to December the 6th, so that's already happened, obviously. And they're using shortwave transmitters to relay this broadcast in Austria, France, Germany, and Uzbekistan. So it's a single-day broadcast going out worldwide. In German, it's called Gruß an Bord, December the 24th, 2021. All times are in UTC. The transmissions are all the same time period. They're 1800 to 2100, but different frequencies. 6080 from Uzbekistan, 9610 from Austria, 9740 from a German relay, 9820 from France, 11650 from Germany, and 15770 from Radio Miami International. So there's a lot of, they're targeting it on different beams to different parts of the world, but all at the same time. So we'll post up the link to all of these frequencies. You'll basically, depending on where you are, have to tune around and see which ones might be coming in best in your area. The bulk of the transmission is in the German language. But I think I listened to this last year. It was quite a lot of fun to listen to. So you'll get a feel for, you know, the celebrations going on and the private messages going out to ships, crew and what have you around the world. So check it out. It's going to be on December the 24th, 1800 to 2100 UTC. And as I said, we'll post up all those different frequencies. And man, you could log a whole bunch of different countries just by tuning across and listening to see which one of those transmitters you can hear.
At that time frame, I think that most of those transmitters will possibly be heard at least on the East Coast. And of course, with the different transmitter sites, including the WRMI relay, I mean, there's an occasion for everyone to be able to tune this one. So it's going to be really, really nice.
I don't know if they issued any special QSLs or anything for this in the past. They do have, you'll see in the listing, they do have an email address. You could maybe try, but I'm not sure. They don't go into mentioning specifically whether they will do that or not. But a fun broadcast to listen to come Christmas. I should mention one thing we didn't have in our script here, but it just came to mind. We have a group called, it's on the IO Groups platform, called Radio in Montreal. And CBC Radio across Canada on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day has a complete list of special programming. I posted the list of all of those programs on that IO group. So if you're interested in listening to any of these programs on CBC, they're all dealing with the Christmas holidays. You can see the full list posted on that group. It's the called Radio in Montreal IO group. You can go in and just become a member. We mostly post things related to Canadian radio, specifically Montreal radio on there. But this will be a list of special programming from the CBC network that will be going all across Canada throughout the 2 days. So you may want to check that out. I'll put a link up to that group. Some of you may not know, some of you listening here in Montreal may not even know about that group. Yeah. We don't talk about it a lot, so you might find it interesting.
Afghan radio station vows to broadcast stories for women. And this is via the Global Village Space. From Taliban-controlled Kabul, Radio Begum is broadcasting the voices of women that have been muted across Afghanistan. Station staff fill the airwaves with programming for women by women, educational shows, book readings, and call-in counseling. For now, they operate with the permission of the hardline Islamists who regained power in August and have limited the ability for women to work and girls to attend school. "We're not giving up," pledged 48-year-old Amida Haman, the station's founder, who grew up in Switzerland after her family fled Afghanistan a few years after the Soviet Union invaded. "We have to show that we don't need to be scared," says Haman, who returned after the ousting of the Taliban's first regime in 2001 by U.S.-led foreign forces. "We must occupy the public sphere." The station was founded on March 8th, International Women's Day, this year, 5 months before the Taliban marched into Kabul and finalized their defeat of the U.S.-backed government. From a working-class neighborhood, it continues to broadcast across Kabul and surrounding areas and live on Facebook. Begum was a notable title used in South Asia and now generally refers to a married Muslim woman. This station is a vessel for women's voices, their pain, their frustrations, Aman said. The Taliban granted permission for the broadcaster to stay on the airwaves in September, albeit with new curbs. Radio Begum's 10 or so employees used to share an office with male colleagues who worked on a youth radio station. Now they are separated. Each sex has its own floor, and a large opaque curtain has been installed in front of the women's office. Pop music has been replaced with traditional songs and quieter music, Aman said. Nevertheless, staff members said working at the station was a privilege, with many women government workers barred from returning to offices. The Taliban have yet to formalize many of their policies, leaving gaps in how they are implemented by the group across the country. Most public secondary schools for girls have been shut since the takeover, but twice a day, the radio studio resembles a classroom. When AFP visited, six girls and three boys, all aged 13 or 14, pored over their books as the presenter gave an on-air lesson about social justice. Mursal, a 13-year-old girl, has been going to the studio to study since the Taliban blocked some secondary schools from reopening. My message to girls who can't go to school is to listen to our program carefully, to use the golden opportunity or the golden chance and opportunity, she said, they may not have it again. There are also on-air lessons for adults. In one such lesson, station director Saba Chaman, 24, read the autobiography of Michelle Obama in Dari. She is particularly proud of a show where listeners call in for psychological counseling. So this is nice to see that radio is able to actually help out and replace somewhat school that, unfortunately, here we take for granted. But in many countries, not everybody has the opportunity to actually go to school and have some education.
Yeah, it's really interesting that the Taliban has let this continue, at least for the time being. You know, they have been sort of gradually making changes as they go along. Whether this will continue to be permitted remains to be seen. But I guess, the people behind the station have to take advantage of the opportunity that they have right now.
Absolutely.
And by getting, these important messages and some schooling, as you said, out to the people that have been stopped from going to school. So a nice job on their part. And
absolutely.
We hope that they're able to carry on with that function. Of course, using that old, ancient, outdated technology of radio. There we go again, tongue in cheek.
So we have upcoming ham radio contests.
Yeah, we only have a couple. I guess people are doing the Christmas break, but we do have a few things. One is a Christmas contest, but first off, we have the RAEM contest. It is organized by the Union of Radio Amateurs of Russia. It's running from 0:00 to 11:59 Zulu on December the 26th. It is a CW only contest, and it's 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meter bands.
DARC Christmas contest, 08:30 to 10:59 Zulu, December the 26th, organized by the Deutsche Amateur Radio Club. It's 80 and 40 meters. The CW portion is 3510 to 3560, 7010 to 7040. And the SSB portion is 3610, 3650, 3700 to 3775, 7060 to 7100, and 7130 to 7200 kilohertz.
So we'll post up the links for those. You can check out the contests, all the details and the rules for them on the appropriate websites for those two contests. So that is going to do it for us for this week and leading up to Christmas. We wish all of our listeners, wherever you may be around the world, a very happy holiday season. Don't forget that we will have a special Christmas edition of the show available only on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/internationalradioreport. We will have that posted up during the week, and we hope you'll tune in and listen to that. Otherwise, we will be back with you on Boxing Day here in Canada, something that not everybody in the world celebrates. But we'll be in here for you on December the 26th, and we'll probably have some New Year's programming specials featured for you coming up the following week. So thanks for tuning in again. Have a good holiday. We'll talk to you next week on the next edition of the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Bye-bye.
It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing.
What's the matter? Is everything all right? That's okay. I've got just the right thing for you. CKUT 90.3.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Coughed into your elbow.
You know the tune. If you're celebrating with your loved ones this holiday season, make sure to keep following the sanitary measures. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Ici Martin Carly, vulgarisateur scientifique. La vaccination des 5 à 11 ans contre la COVID-19 est commencée. En tant que parent, vous vous demandez peut-être si le vaccin est sécuritaire et efficace. La réponse est oui. Le vaccin est approuvé par Santé Canada et a fait l'objet d'études de qualité portant sur des milliers de personnes, dont des jeunes. Des experts suivent aussi de très près toute manifestation indésirable qui pourrait survenir après la vaccination.
Pour plus d'informations, rendez-vous sur québec.ca/vaccinjeunes. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.